ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। देयर इन दिस हॉल एट द एंड वेयर दीज पोर्ट्रेट्स ऑफ सम डीटीज एंड सेंट्स आर देयर, देयर इज द पोर्ट्रेट ऑफ अ ग्रेट सेंट ऑफ मॉडर्न इंडिया, वन ऑफ द ग्रेटेस्ट, स्वामी शरणानंद जी महाराज। एंड ऑन दैट पोर्ट्रेट आर रिटन सम ऑफ हिज वर्ड्स। The sayings of great saints carry with them and in them certain spiritual truths in a very condensed form. They are capable to say things in very few words which are said in books, volumes. They are words of deep wisdom. Many saints say certain things which, if we understand them correctly and then follow them only, leaving everything else, we can realize, we can find the truth, we can experience the truth. These are also words of the same type. I take up the translation of every line and then I will try to explain to you. The first line given there is, the translation of the line is, every work God's worship and every event God's play, Leela. Every work God's worship and every event God's play. The gist. If this comes to the life of any man or woman, life will become divine. People have a tension about work. People feel burdened by work. There is a large number of people who do not want to work. If somehow they can manage, they would like to earn money without work. That's very fine for them. They say, very nice. Is there some way out? If we can become rich without work, very good. It's quite a large number of people. Such people have not started the spiritual journey consciously. And the saint starts from work. This is the beginning of spirituality, even. Those who avoid work can never be spiritual in the true sense. This I am saying, there are some people who think that if we work, how we will realize the self. No, that's wrong idea. Anyway, as regards work or activity, there is a category of activity or work which are said to be prohibited, should not be done. Bad things is stealing, earning money by deceiving others, for example. Such things should not be done. The prohibited activities have no place, should have no place in life. Then another category of work is performing one's duty. The spiritual journey starts from performing one's duty. One who does not perform duty sincerely, honestly, cannot evolve. But even performing duty remains a burden. Then after some time, or after the due time to the soul, a change comes. Duty becomes service. A change in attitude. In duty there is a burden of work. In service, one starts having a little element, a greater element of serving others, deriving happiness. But even when work becomes service, there is that purified ego, how I serve others, I am better than others. There are people who need service, I am the one who does service, I am better than others. this ego should also go away. Then work becomes worship. The difference is, in service, so far work remains service. So far work remains duty. I get so much money, I work for so many hours. There is exchange. In service, money becomes secondary. The primary thing is to help others. But even then, I am the one who helps others. So I am nice, I am very pious. The ego. Then in the end, at the fourth stage comes, work becomes worship. What is the difference between service and worship? The difference is, in service, one who serves carries with him or her the idea that one is better than others. In worship, one who worships considers that one who is worshipped better than one's own self. The object of worship, the person whom we worship, God whom we worship, even the father if I start worshipping, or the mother if I start worshipping, then father and mother are more important than me. Ego is finished in worship. There is no place for ego in worship. And therefore the saint says, every work God's worship. But whatever work we may go on doing, the events will happen, good or bad. Then those events should be taken as God's play. And whatever that great lover God has given us in his great play, which is going on eternally on the planet of earth, which in Sanskrit or Hindi is known as Leela, a word is there, Leela, play, then why should I complain? It is the play of my lover, God. Why should I complain? And if something very nice happens to my share, why should I take the credit to myself? Oh, this is on account of me. No, this is his play. If there is something favorable to me in the play, I should not take the credit. If something is unfavorable to me, I should not accuse. I should not complain. This attitude should develop. It's all a play of God. The divine energy is playing here. And you feel happiness most when you are playing in life. It is in play that you have the best happiness, the greatest happiness. You forget yourself in a play. You are simply playing out of joy. So, by saying that it is all God's play, the indication is you also start playing. Be happy. But as we all know, all plays, all games, they give happiness. But all plays have their own rules. We have to play according to rules. We have to observe the rules. And in play, there is no seriousness. But there is all the sincerity. We should be sincere, not serious. While people are serious all the time. All the time. Some people have made it as if a religion for them to be serious all the time. What for? Nothing, just like that, serious. It's not necessary. But one should be sincere, truthful. Anyway, so pratyek kaya prabhu ki puja, every work should be considered as the divine worship. Work should be taken as it is a worship to God. And those who take work as worship, may go to temples, churches and mosques, may not go. Not necessary. Work is greater worship than just going to some place and do some rituals and trying to please God. by burning candles or these sticks which emit fragrance. God is not going to be deceived by all these things. God knows better what is the inner sincerity. So when work is performed with the intention, with the motive, with the feeling that it is worship, then life becomes purified. And after doing our work, we should not expect that I have done such and such work with the intention or with the inner motive as worship, therefore I must have such and such result. We should worship without caring for the result, because the relationship between work and result is not that of cause and effect. Nobody can say, I have done this my work, therefore this should be the result. No. So many factors intervene. So work should be done as worship, but whatever happens later on should be taken as play of God.